This recording, Arkansas 23, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for her name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medication. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. The little neighborhood where I grew up, my brother and sister and my mom and I lived with my grandparents for several years when I was in elementary and junior high school. And there were probably 30 kids that lived in a 3-square block of our neighborhood. And every day after school, we would come home and drop our books. And then depending upon the season, we would change our clothes. And in the warm weather, we would, you know, put on play clothes and go outside and go to the yard in front of one of our neighbor's houses, and we would play football. And the boys allowed me to play because I was quite a football fan and had the best football in the neighborhood. So I got to play football with the boys, and because I didn't want to be the only girl, they let the other girls play as well, because they knew that if I didn't play, I wouldn't play if the other girls didn't get to play. And then if I didn't play, they wouldn't get to use my good football. In the summer during when school was out on break, we would go out into the woods. It's a miracle that we didn't get snake bit or something, but we would go down to a little stream and we would dig rocks out of the bed of the stream and try to make a little swimming hole. We would take rocks and build little forts. One of the neighbors didn't like it because we would actually build dams on the little creek, and apparently he was relying on some of the downstream water to water some of his livestock. We would smoke grapevines, and then we would smuggle toothpaste out of the house so we could brush our teeth out in the woods so we wouldn't smell like grapevine smoke when we got back into the house. But we would ride our bikes up and down the street. Our parents would always try to make us stay off the street on a bike because there were teenagers that were learning to drive who were not very attentive to a bunch of renegade kids running around in the neighborhood. But it was a great place to grow up. It was very safe. No one ever considered locking their cars or locking their houses. And we would be outside until twilight, when we could all hear our parents yelling for us to come in that it was supper time.